There are now 322 active COVID-19 cases in the Northern Health Region. The BC Ministry of Health reported 45 new cases in the region today, August 25, bringing the number of active cases up to 322, up from 308 reported yesterday. 7 people in the region remain hospitalized with COVID-19, according to BC Centre for Disease Control data, all of which are listed in intensive care. No new COVID-19-related deaths were reported today, leaving the death toll from the pandemic at 160 in the region. However, there was one new death in the Fraser Health Region during the past 24 hours for an overall total of 1,802. Throughout the province, BC is reporting 698 new cases of COVID-19, including 5 EPI-linked cases, for a total of 161,969 cases in the province. Of those, there are 5,356 active cases of COVID-19 with 139 individuals in hospital and 75 in intensive care. The remaining people are recovering at home in self-isolation. From August 10 to 23, people not fully vaccinated accounted for 83.3% of cases in the province and 85.0% of hospitalizations. As of Wednesday, August 25, 2021, 83.5%, 3,869,329, of eligible people 12 and older in BC have received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, and 75.4%, 3,493,119, received their second dose. In addition, 84.2%, 3,642,878, of all eligible adults in BC have received their first dose, and 76.5%, 3,308,987, received their second dose. As cases continue to rise, the province once again implemented a mask requirement province-wide. The provincial health order went into effect today, August 25, and mandates anyone in BC 12 and older must wear a face mask in indoor public settings. This announcement followed BC's unveiling of its vaccine passport program set to launch September 13. A BC vaccine card will need to be displayed for entering nightclubs, casinos, fitness centers, weddings, indoor conferences, liquor stores and choirs, among a host of other locations and events. A link will be provided to British Columbians with their proof of vaccination ahead of the September 13 launch of the certificates that people can save onto their phones to show businesses. British Columbians will need at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by September 13 to use the BC vaccine card. By October 24, users are expected to be fully vaccinated at least 7 days after getting their second dose to access businesses and events. The province is also reporting it's now seeing a significant 2-day increase in vaccine registrations and bookings. Since the BC vaccine card announcement on August 23, there were 8,909 new registrations and 7,347 new appointment bookings, which represents a 174.8% increase in daily registrations and 88.6% increase compared to the previous Monday, which recorded 3,279 new registrations and 4,228 appointment bookings. Then on Tuesday, August 24, there were 10,175 total new registrations and 9,486 new appointment bookings. This represents a 201.3% increase in registrations and a 124.4% increase in bookings compared to the previous Tuesday, which recorded 3,279 new registrations and 4,228 appointment bookings. I am pleased that people are heeding our call to roll up their sleeve to help stop the spread of COVID-19. But there's more work to do, and I encourage everyone to make the best choice to protect themselves, their loved ones and their community, get vaccinated, said Health Minister Adrian Dix in a press release. The current spike in cases is, however, also projected to delay the province's plans to move into Step 4 of its 4-step reopening plan, which was originally slated for September 7. With files from Tyler Orton, Business in Vancouver.